Welcome in. Today we're making one of the most useful little jungle tools ever. That classic dub siren widen you hear around funky drummer style tunes. It's the sound that starts kind of narrow and contained. Then it opens up into stereo, lifts in pitch and brightness, and just screams old school without taking over the whole track. We are doing it beginner friendly in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only. And the key theme for this lesson is resampling. We're going to build it as a synth first, then record it into audio and turn it into a tight, playable one-shot, like you pulled it off a record or an old sampler. Alright, let's set the context so you can actually judge the siren properly. First, set your tempo to 165 BPM. That's right, in the classic jungle and early D&B zone. Now make a drums track with a breakbeat. If you've got funky drummer, perfect. If not, any break loop is fine. Warp it to 165 and set up an 8-bar loop where the break runs continuously. The reason is simple. You want to hear whether the siren cuts through the groove without flattening the drums. Quick warp tip for breaks. Try beats warp mode and keep the transients punchy. If your break suddenly sounds papery or smeared, this is where you adjust. Cool. Now we build the siren. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. We're going for fast and stable. In Waveeatable, set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. Keep oscillator 2 off for now. If you want a tiny bit of thickness, set unison to 2 voices, but keep it subtle. This is not a super saw moment. We want PDA siren, not festival lead. Turn on the filter, choose LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 4 kHz. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5 dB. That drive is part of the attitude. Now shape the envelope. For the amp envelope, give it a very quick attack, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain fairly high, like 0.7 to 0.9, and release 150 to 300 milliseconds. We want it responsive, not a huge pad. Now the movement. LFO 1. Set it to a sine wave, sync it, and set the rate to either half a bar or 1 bar. We're going for that slow woo-woo drift, not fast vibrato. Assign that LFO to OSC 1 pitch, but keep the amount subtle. You should think siren wobble, not cartoon. Now make a MIDI clip. Hold one note for 1 to 2 bars. Try A3 or G3 as a starting point. Press play. At this stage you should have a steady tone with gentle motion. Now we build the widen. This is the money. On the siren track, we're going to add an effects chain in a specific order. The order matters because we want a bit of grit first, then width and motion, then tone shaping, then space. First add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it about 3 to 6 dB. Then pull the output down so you're not clipping the channel. Teacher note here, aim to have the siren peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before resampling. That's your old sampler headroom. These sounds feel loud later, because they get controlled and compressed in the mix, not because they slam the meter right now. Next, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Depth, something like 20 to 40%. Mix around 15 to 30%. If it starts sounding seasick, reduce the depth first. Chorus is doing two jobs here. It's giving you that old-school modulation, and it's creating stereo interest before we even touch width. Next, add utility. This is our width handle. Set width low at first, like 0 to 30%, almost mono-ish. We want somewhere to travel. Next, add auto filter. Choose LP12 or LP24. Keep the envelope off. Start the cutoff around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 20%. This filter opening is going to be the brightness lift that makes the siren feel like it's rising up into the air. Then add reverb, medium size, decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't fog up the low end, wet around 10 to 20%. We want dub space, but not a wash that destroys the break. Optional, but very jungle. Add echo after that. Set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4 time. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter out low end in the echo so it stays light. Mix around 8 to 15%. This is the dub operator in the corner sauce. If it starts taking over, lower the mix first. Now we automate the widen. This is where it stops being a simple synth tone and becomes a jungle moment. Go into your MIDI clip or arrangement view automation. Over 1 bar or 2 bars if you want it more dramatic. Automate utility width from narrow to wide. Dart around 0 to 30% and end around 140 to 180%. Then automate auto filter cutoff over the same time. Dart around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz and end around 4 to 8 kHz. As that cutoff opens, The siren feels like it's getting closer and brighter. Optional pitch lift. You can also automate pitch, either using pitch bend or transposing the note up over time. Keep it tasteful. +2 to +7 semitones. The trick is, pitch is the spice, not the whole meal. Width and brightness are what sell the widen. Arrangement tip you can steal immediately. Place the widen at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, like bar 8 into bar 9 or bar 16 into bar 17. That's classic hype placement without turning the track into a siren demo. Now we resample. This is the commitment step, and it's also the part that makes it feel like old hardware workflow. Create a new auto track and name it Siren Resample. For its input type, choose resampling. Arm that audio track. Loop the section where the siren plays, for example 2 bars, then hit record on the transport and record the siren. You've just printed your whole synth and FX performance into audio. Now clean it into a one-shot. Double-click the recorded clip. Trim the silence at the start so the siren hits right away. Then zoom in and add a tiny fade-in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Do the same at the end if needed. Here's a coach note. Those micro-fades are not just technical. They're part of the vibe. A lot of old sampled one-shots feel good because they were trimmed and faded by necessity. You're recreating that. Now consolidate the clip. Controller CMDJ. So it becomes one clean piece of audio. Warp settings. If it's truly a one-shot hit and you don't need it time-locked, turn warp off. It often sounds cleaner. If you want the rise to land exactly in time, leave warp on and choose a mode that doesn't destroy the high-end. Complex Pro can work lightly, but don't overdo it because it can smear. If you want a more sampled grainy edge, texture mode can actually sound cool when used gently. Next, make it playable like an old sampler. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Call it Siren Shots. Drag your resampled siren audio onto a pad, like C1. In Simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Set trigger, not gate, so it plays through like a classic sample hit. Add a small fade if you hear any clicks. And tune it if needed so it sits in the key of your track. Now you can finger drum the siren into your arrangement, and it will feel way more instrument-like than constantly drawing automation on a synth. At this point, let's do a couple important mix reality checks, because widening can get you in trouble fast. First, stereo width and low frequencies don't get along. If your siren has low mid or low content, hard widening can make it facey, and it'll disappear in mono. The fix is simple. Put EQ8 before your stereo effects and high pass around 200 to 350 HE. That way the low junk doesn't get widened. And do an actual mono check. Put a utility on your master and toggle mono while the break plays. If your siren vanishes, reduce width, reduce chorus mix, or keep the low end more centered. Also, watch the reverb. If your reverb tail is washing out the break, don't just turn the siren down. First try lowering reverb wet and increase the reverb low cut, sometimes as high as 400 to 700 HC. Jungle drums need space to punch. Now let's make it even more usable with a super practical resampling habit. Resample wet and dry. Duplicate your siren track. On track A, keep the full effects chain, the wet version. On track B, keep only the synth and maybe light saturation, the dry version. Resample both. Later, you can layer them. Dry gives you punch and center. Wet gives you vibe and width. That's a very pro but still simple move. If you want a performance trick that feels like you're operating a dub desk, put a few different resampled sirens into session view as separate clips, and set follow action so it jumps between them every bar or two. Suddenly your track feels alive without you doing a million automations. Now a few placement ideas. The jungle way. End of phrase lift. One widened on bar 8 that rings into bar 9. Call and response. Short siren hits on bar 4 and bar 12, like tasteful callouts. Drop support, a quick stab right on the drop, then silence. Leave room for the break and bass. In jungle, sirens are powerful because they're occasional. 1 moment per 8 bars is a good rule, sometimes even 16. And here's a sneaky arrangement upgrade. Right after the siren ends, create a tiny gap. Even an 8 note of silence on the siren channel. That negative space makes the next snare feel huge. Before we wrap, quick variations you can try once the basic version works. 2-stage widen. First half of the rise is mostly pitch movement while it stays narrow. Second half is mostly width and brightness while pitch changes less. It feels like the signal catches fire instead of one linear ramp. Stereo movement without cranking width. Add auto pan very subtly. Rate 1 bar. Amount 10 to 25%. Phase 180 degrees. It moves, but it survives mono better than extreme width. Pull up style stop. resample a longer siren, then make a second version, where you hard stop it with a short fade out, or reverse the last 200 to 500 milliseconds. That's a wicked rewind punctuation. And if you want darker grit, add redux before reverb, but keep it subtle, or do it in parallel so you don't destroy the pitch clarity. Now your mini practice exercise. Make three siren whitens, a short half bar hype, a medium one bar classic, and a long two bar cinematic rise. Resample all three, put them into drum rack, then program a 16 bar loop, short on bar 4, medium on bar 8, long across bars 15 to 16 into the loop restart. The goal is DJ friendly punctuation, impactful, not annoying. Recap. So you know exactly what you achieved. You built a dub siren in Waveitable. You created the widen using utility with automation plus a filter opening, with optional pitch lift. You used a classic stock chain, saturation, chorus, utility, filter, reverb and maybe echo. Then you committed it by resampling into audio, cleaned it with tight edits and microfades, and loaded it into drum rack, so it plays like an old sampler. If you tell me your BPM, your track key, and whether your break feels more swingy like Funky Drummer or snappy like Amen, I can suggest the best note range and exactly how bright to push the filter, so it cuts through without masking the snare.